This is Coast to Coast PM with Phil Henry on the Premier Radio Networks.
Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. You know of a couple of, you know of one big lawsuit that has been settled. We're going to talk about that. And we're also going to start our show with a lawsuit being filed in the Inland Empire on Corona, California. Two construction companies going after each other. One is Pettigrew New Home Concepts and the other is B&B Construction. This lawsuit, not for the kind of money that the tobacco one, which is, of course, in excess of $100 billion, but this one stands to be significant for a couple of small businesses. It's a $15 million lawsuit. One of the principals is on the phone with us from Corona, California, the owner of B&B Construction, Mr. Stephen Bozell. This lawsuit that you are bringing against Cliff Pettigrew, this is a former employee of yours, correct?
I'm very disappointed, Mr. Henry. Cliff Pettigrew, I brought him into the business.
Is this guy's a former employee?
Yeah, Mr. Pettigrew worked for me from 1988 until the spring of 1998.
Okay, tell me about your relationship with him.
Yes, sir. I brought him into the business. I taught him about general contracting. He has gone into business on his own. I wish him the best, but I think his use of affirmative action is messed up.
Okay, so that's what this is about, affirmative action hiring, right?
Oh, that is correct. He hires an all-Mexican crew. They are a cement finishers primarily. I'm speaking now of the part of a business that is the cement finishers, the concrete construction part of the business.
All right, cement finishers, for people who don't know, these are guys that go in after they pour cement, and they flatten it out and they finish it so it looks presentable, looks good?
That's right. It's a very skilled profession, and I hire very skilled crewmen. It just so happens that the cement finishers that I hire are primarily Anglo-Saxon. They're white European. And the cement finishers that Mr. Pettigrew hires, he's got an all-Mexican crew. My lawsuit has to do with two things. One is the alienation of affections. Two, torturous business practices. And I also want a restraining order.
I read about the alienation of affection, torturous business practices. And you're looking for a restraining order so that Pettigrew New Home Concepts cannot accept any bids within a two-block radius of a B&B construction job. Why do you want to keep his crew away from your crew?
His crew gets their concrete jobs poured and finished in about 2 hours less time than my crew does. He's paying them the same money as I pay my white guys, which I used to hear that you could pay Mexicans less. I used to pay Mexicans less. Now he's paying Mexicans the same amount of money. And these finishers he has are really good, and it's a purposeful attempt to embarrass me. First off, it's an attempt to humiliate me and bankrupt me. And second, if I lose money, my wife will be alienated from me because I won't be able to take her to something that she's wanted to go to her whole life, and that's to Tahiti. As a little girl, all she ever wanted to do was go to Tahiti. If I get bankrupt, I can't take her to Tahiti. Also, his...
Now, is that the alienation of affections? In other words, his Mexican cement finishers are so good that you're going to lose business and not be able to take your wife to Tahiti? Is that...
That's part of it, Mr. Henry. But that's my wife, who, as a little girl, had always wanted to go to Tahiti. And
well, that sounds a little, it sounds to me like the guy's doing really good business, right?
What he's doing, sir, is he is hiring Mexicans who are really good, and that's affirmative action. And that I'm against, and that I'm going to try to roll that back in California. I thought they don't have no affirmative action in California, but apparently they do. Okay?
Well, what do you mean? He's affirmative action because he hires Mexican cement finishers who are so good to get the job done in half the time it takes your guys.
Well, I wanted to finish my point because I had two...
Okay, but I'm trying to understand, and so because you lose business, you won't be able to take your wife to Tahiti.
Because as a little girl, that's all that she ever wanted to do, and I'm trying to just make a woman's dreams come true is all.
All right, go ahead.
Also, his finishers are so good that it makes my cement finishers feel bad. Tommy Brodeen, who has been a cement finisher on my crew for 4 years, said to me, Mr. Bozell, those Mexicans make me feel bad. And I said, why, Tommy? He says, because look at how good they are, and they do everything better than we do. And also, I don't speak Mexican, but I heard, and three other crew members of mine also heard Pettigrew say, because he speaks Mexican.
And Mr. Pettigrew speaks Spanish to his crew?
He speaks Spanish, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, my attorney told me to write it down. He said to them, vamos a poner ese mono de negocio. And apparently that says, we're going to put that monkey out of business. He called me a monkey. in front of my crew. And it,
but your crew doesn't speak Spanish, do they?
No, they do not. But
well, so then how do they know that you were...
But he still called me a monkey, okay?
But he called you a monkey in Spanish. If the guys don't speak Spanish, which word there, by the way, is monkey in Spanish?
I don't know. I think it's ponor or poner. It sounds like an obscene term, which I cannot use.
Poner? P-O-N-E-R? Poner?
That sounds obscene to me. You know, so...
All right, let's recap here. And by the way, our number, 1-800-449-8686. Steven Bozell is B&B Construction suing Pettigrew Home Concepts for $10 million because Mr. Pettigrew's Mexican cement finishers are faster than Mr. Bozell's white cement finishers, which means that it makes his white guys feel bad. And his wife won't get to go to Tahiti? I mean...
Sir, I'm trying to be very clear.
I'm trying to be clear, too. You're saying if you lose money, you won't take your wife to Tahiti.
My wife, that's all she ever wanted to do.
Now, why do you call this affirmative action?
It's affirmative action, sir, because he hires Mexicans for the same amount of money as you hire white guys, which I never... usually you can hire them for less. And number two, they're doing a better job than our white guys, making my white guys feel bad. He's alienating the affections of my white cement finishers away from me. And he's also engaging in torturous business practice.
Now, this restraining order, you don't want to have him working next to your crew?
I want a restraining order so that Pettigrew's new home concepts must not accept any bids within a two-block radius of B&B construction job site. And I fervently hope and pray to God, because I'm Christian, that they will not let him do that. So if he does, the Mexicans will look better than my white guys, and everybody will want to hire them.
And the restraining order is why? So the what?
So my finishers don't have to look over and see the Mexicans going faster than them.
All right. So in other words, you don't want your guys feeling bad because they don't finish cement as quickly as Mr. Pettigrew's guys.
That's what Tommy Brodeen said to me. Tommy's worked with me for 4 years, and he said, "I feel so bad because the Mexicans better than me." And I think that's what's going on because of affirmative action. You got a lot of white people who are starting to feel bad because Mexicans are better workers than them. If you have too many white people feeling bad about that, then you have alcohol and drug abuse problems, and a lot of them are going to show up on cops coming out of their trailer carrying a baby. I don't want that to happen to my crew. I don't think you'd want to see that happen to any of your employees if you have white people working for you.
Well, I can tell you, I have an engineer and I have a radio producer and a writer, and I suppose if in the office next door to us there were four Mexican writers and engineers and producers doing a better job, I would feel compelled to make my guys more competitive. I wouldn't necessarily say to them, move to an office down the hall because you're making my guys feel bad.
Well, you know, it's more one way to skin a cat. You know, I mean, that's why they put rubber on the end of pencils.
Well, I don't know what you mean. That's why they put rubber on the end of pencils. What I'm saying to you is you're filing a lawsuit, alienation of affection, so your wife won't love you because you won't make enough money to take her to Tahiti, and your cement finishing crew will be pissed off or whatever, torturous business practice because the Mexicans are making your white guys feel bad, and restraining orders so they don't have to watch those guys do a good job. Why not just hire some of those Mexicans?
Well, I could, but then I got to pay him the same amount of money as the white guys. It used to be, Mr. Henry, and you got to understand a construction business.
Well, I worked in the construction business for a short time.
Well, you have to understand. Ordinarily, you don't have to pay Mexicans as much as you pay the white guys. But now, Pettigrew's guys are getting just as much money as my guys, doing a better job. It's almost as if they're white people.
Has anybody ever said that you sound very racist?
No, I don't mean to be racist. I'm just saying... I'm not racist. I'm saying these are immigrants to the America of the United States, not like they came over here on the Mayflower, okay?
But Americans not Americans they are, and they get to make as much money.
Well, I know, but you got to kind of slow down a little bit and not get them all that money right away so they make all the whites feel bad. You got to ease the whites into feeling bad. Well, I mean not to
ease the whites into feeling bad.
Well, I don't mean to say that. What I mean is they've got to sooner or later, you have to understand. They have to understand what it's up against. My attorney, Dolores Blasingame, told me to keep on paying my guys the same amount of money, even if they don't do as good a job.
Okay, Steve, hold on for a minute. All right.
What?
Hold on for just a minute. There you go, Steve Bozell, owner of B&B Construction. So the Mexican cement finishers that work at the job site next to his guys do a better job, so he's suing them for being good. Because apparently they're making the white guys feel bad, and not only that, they're making as much money as the white guys, and not only that, they're losing business, so Steve won't be able to take his wife to Tahiti. This is a $10 million lawsuit against Mr. Cliff Pettigrew and Pettigrew New Home Concepts. Oh, and one other thing. Apparently he heard Mr. Pettigrew say to his guys, "Vamos a poner ese mono de negocio," which translated means we're going to put that monkey out of business. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686 with Stephen Bozell, owner of B&B Construction. He's suing Pettigrew Home Concepts, New Home Concepts. Their Mexican-American cement finishers are faster than Mr. Bozell's. They get the job done in half the time, and therefore they're making the white finishers that Mr. Bozell employs feel bad. You know, I just didn't know that you could sue a guy for making it, for feeling bad, Mr. Bozell.
Well, if it has to do with the efficiency of a workman, and plus these Mexicans are taking two-hour lunch breaks, okay, leaning on their shovels all day long, and they still get the job done faster. Now, I've seen Mexicans lean on shovels, but when they're leaning on their shovels and they're taking a two-hour lunch break and they still do a better job, that really makes me angry. It really makes my white cement finishers feel bad.
Can't you hear what you're saying, man? Your crew isn't as fast as his crew, okay? And
yeah, but those Mexicans can't make white people feel bad.
And you don't claim to be a racist.
No, I'm just a businessman. I know that Mexicans aren't supposed to do as good a job.
Well, guess what? I guess they are doing as good a job. Here is San Diego on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, you are absurd for trying to sue this man. It's obvious that you need to go pay those Mexicans.
You know what? My wife has been.
What did they do twice to get his job as your guy?
My wife was promised a trip to Tahiti. And because these Mexicans are doing a better job, they're taking business away from me.
Well, they're obviously okay. Better than you.
Ma'am, your car phone is really a mess, okay?
Okay.
Do you have it on a cord?
Yeah.
Oh, Jesus. Well, you know what? The cord's bad. I don't have to tell you. You still there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Hold on for a minute. Let's go to another call, because is that car phone not too good, huh? Norfolk on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I want to comment on what that lady said, though. My wife wants to go to Tahiti.
Yeah, I got it. My wife wants to go to Tahiti, too. I guess I'm just going to have to make more money so I can send her to Tahiti.
But how come these Mexicans get to do a better job is all I'm saying.
Okay, Norfolk, go ahead.
Yes.
How come they get to do a better job?
For lack of money, your wife is going to leave you for lack of intelligence.
I own my own business. I've got perfectly fine intelligence.
No.
I have perfectly fine intelligence.
Well, your workers are obviously... aren't as skilled as the Mexican-American workers.
Wait a second.
And I doubt very seriously your family came over in the Mayflower.
So in other words,
America is a melting pot. What
you're saying is Mexicans can sit over there and make my white guys feel bad.
Hey, what I'm saying is maybe you need
How come
to send
they get
your,
to do that?
Maybe you need to send the Caucasian workers you have back to school and sharpen their skill levels. Obviously, what you're telling everyone is you have unskilled labor, and that's
I got damn good cement finishers, okay?
How much does a cement finisher, how much do you pay your finishers?
I pay them $30 an hour.
And so the guys next to you, the Mexicans, they're getting $30 an hour.
That's correct.
And they're finishing the job in 2 hours less time and doing just as good a job.
No, what makes me angry is they're doing a better job.
Well, then you should send your people back to school.
No, don't send your guys back to school. Just give those Mexican guys a raise.
Yeah.
That's all.
Okay, so that's supposed to be funny?
Well, no. What's going to happen is by your admitting to everyone unskilled labor, everyone is going to hire them, and you're going to be completely put out of business.
How come them alienating the affections of my cement finishers?
Well, you know what? We live in America. It's the land of the free. I own a small business. You know what? It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. I deal with the people who do the best job. That's why we live in America. You deal with the people. You are free to deal with whomever you please.
Well, ma'am,
and it's our right when we're paying $30 an hour to have the most skilled labor, regardless of the color of your skin.
Yeah, but these guys, Mexicans, they take two-hour lunch breaks.
Hey, you know what? They're better than your guys. Send your guys back to trade
okay.
school.
Okay, I feel better.
Okay,
I need to make a phone call, Mr. Henry.
Why?
Well, sir, I need to call my cement finishers, because if they're listening to this program right now, all it's going to do is make them feel bad.
Well, you know what? Send them back to school.
You got to call them to do what?
I want to call them up and tell them to turn your show off, sir.
Okay.
Thank you, Mr. Henry.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Are you in an office right now?
Yeah, I got office workers listening to this and reacting to this, sir. And
so why don't you call up your cement finishers and have them turn my show off so they won't feel bad?
Well, you have got people calling your program, calling my people unskilled, calling my people every name in the book. I have worked very hard to try to do the very best I can, hiring good white people.
And you're not a racist. You're not a Klansman or anything. You sound like some kind of a...
No, sir. I believe in everybody should have an equal opportunity what comes from here. But when you got Mexicans doing better than white guys and they feel bad about it, I got to say something about it.
Are you going to cry?
This has been a very emotional week for me. Excuse me.
Guy's crying. I understand you're under pressure from your wife because she wants to go to Tahiti. I know you got white cement finishers who feel bad because the Mexicans are better than them. You're taking all of this on, and you shouldn't. Put some of it off on your workers.
I wouldn't be any kind of a man if I did that.
Well, Long Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hi.
I'd like to comment. I think that this gentleman is totally insecure. He definitely has an inferiority complex.
No, ma'am. I believe in myself and my work. But I have to stand up for the men who work for me.
Well, sir, all I can say is this. If you're afraid that your wife will leave you because you can't take her to Tahiti...
No, I married my wife 5 years ago.
All right, hold on for a minute, you know, because he's completely emotionally wiped out.
Well, that's too bad. If he runs his business like he runs his emotions, I can see why he needs to sue for this.
All right, Steve... You need to pull it under control.
I'm just saying that I married my wife. I'm going to try to be as controlled as I can.
Well, and he's a Christian man earlier.
Yes, I am Christian.
A Christian man doesn't go around criticizing people because they're Mexican.
I'm not criticizing them because they're Mexican, but because they're such good workers.
You ought to be praising the Lord that these men have the intelligence and the skill necessary to make this other man successful in his world.
I want you to imagine looking over and seeing a bunch of Mexicans wearing cowboy hats. And Banlon shirt. They don't even take their shirts off because the heat doesn't affect them.
Well,
that makes my guys feel bad.
Well, as far as I can say for that is, if those Mexicans did take their shirts off, I'd be right there to give them a back rub because, praise the Lord, I love them. I love them.
Oh, praise the Lord. So now you're going to marry one?
Am I white? Yes, I'm white.
No, did you say you want to marry one?
I would marry one. I'd marry any color person because the good Lord put them on this earth for us to love and cherish. Cherish our neighbor as we cherish our own.
Yeah, and you know what the sad part is, Mr. Henry, is that Mexican that she marries would probably take her to Tahiti before I can take my wife.
You sound like you can't even get a word out without sobbing through it. Okay, now you got to pull it together here.
I'm awfully sorry, sir.
And if the Mexican can take that woman to Tahiti, let him.
Oh, that's a fine howdy-do. So she gets to go to Tahiti with a Mexican before I can take my wife?
Well, I hate to suggest it, sir, but if your wife married you only to go to Tahiti, and she married you and wanted to do that ever since a little bitty girl, why do you have to be her knight in shining armor? Why couldn't she do it on her own? Why does she need a man to take her?
Because that's why the Lord put a lot of men on this earth, so that
no,
we can make women happy and take them down to the Bora Bora.
I disagree with you, sir.
All right.
I disagree with you.
Very good call, ma'am. You said a lot of things I think many of us were thinking.
Oh, yeah, now you can praise her? Why can't you praise me?
Why can't I praise you? I don't agree with you, Steve.
I don't agree with you either, sir. You're whack. You have a skewed view of the world and reality as it is and as it exists. I think you need to go back to your Bible and read a few things
yes,
about
ma'am.
Being kind.
All right, hold on. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. One 800 449 8686. This is, you know, as a radio host, I'm asked to do and be involved in a lot of different interview situations and live radio broadcast situations that are sometimes strange. This is one of the weirdest. On the radio with me right now and on the phone, as soon as my producer gets him back on, is Stephen Bozell. He is the president of B&B Construction. He is suing a competitor because the competing construction company hires Mexican and Mexican-American cement finishers who are so good, they get their job done in 2 hours less time than it takes his white cement finishers. And so he's suing that company for making his cement finishers feel bad, for taking business away from him so he can't take his wife to Tahiti. And now I was told by my producer, Mike Schaefer, that he couldn't get him back on the line because he broke down in his office after I said nice things about the last caller, and I didn't say nice thing. Mr. Bozell?
I'm right here.
Okay, are we going to be grown-ups here?
I'm not sure. I am not trying not to be a grown-up.
No, now listen to me. You said that I was saying nice things about the lady, and I didn't say nice things about you.
All I said to your producer was...
And you got to stop crying, man. I mean, you just have to stop. Man to man now. I'm saying to you, man to man, stop crying now.
I'm sorry.
Okay, what?
The producer said... Excuse me.
Oh, God.
I'm sorry, Mr. Henry, but I'm an emotional person, okay?
Yeah, you and Dick Vermeil. I mean, what did I say other than I liked that lady's phone call?
That, which means that I'm not doing as good a job on your show as she is, and I'm the guest. And she's just calling in. Don't you understand? When someone calls in, and all they are is calling in, and you compliment them on how good they are, and I'm the guest, and you didn't compliment me at all.
I don't agree with you. You're a good guest. You're getting some of your points out, but you got to stop crying. That makes you a bad guest. Okay? You know that Dick Vermeil, you know who I'm talking about?
Football coach, yes, sir.
Okay. That guy blubbers every time somebody cuts a fart, you know? I mean, it's one thing to cry when there's a truly emotional moment, but because somebody says, hey, look, Dick, the sky's blue, and he starts crying, that stuff gets old fast. Do you understand? Do you understand, Steve?
Yes, sir, I do.
So please, don't do it. That's it. Take a deep breath. Exhale. Do whatever you need to do.
Yes, sir.
All right, let me go to another phone call, okay?
Yes, sir.
All right, here is West Palm Beach on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
When I first called in, I had only heard just a brief part of this whole discussion, but what I've heard in the meantime, I have to ask you, is this for real? Is this a joke?
Yeah, let me ask you that, Steve. Are you joking around here?
No, sir, I'm not joking around. I'm not spending upwards of probably what will entail about $100,000 in legal fees. That's not a joke, no, sir.
Because a lot of these opinions you're expressing here, Mexicans being...
Sir, I'm spending about $100,000 in legal fees. So that's not a joke, no.
Okay, ma'am?
Well, okay, I believe this is for real because...
Did you have a comment to make?
Well, yeah, I mean, my comments were going to be how ludicrous this is, and it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard, that the comments
on
that are coming
side?
Out as far as,
on
no, I'm
side?
Not racist, but...
No, I'm not racist,
the Mexicans,
but what
the Mexicans.
No,
well, if you
Mexicans...
weren't racist, then the Mexicans, that whole phrase would not be a part of your conversation.
Mexicans don't traditionally make as much money as a white cement finisher. Now, they're making
so
as much money, and they're good.
So isn't it great that they finally are at par?
I'm sorry?
Isn't it great that they're finally at par?
They're making my white guys feel bad.
Well, you know what?
And now, Mr. Henry...
You blamed another caller for
now,
putting down the skills of your workers. You put down the skills of your workers yourself by saying what you said, which was, your workers aren't as good as those workers.
See what the lady's saying? And see, she's making a...
Oh, see, now there you go again, complimenting a caller, but you don't have nothing good to say for me?
She's making a good point.
That's all I'm saying, you see. Everything's a put down on me, but some lady calls from the West Beach, and now she's all that. Thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot.
Thanks for what? The fact that I think the lady's making a good point?
I think you should compliment me. Can't you say something nice about me?
Can I ask this question?
Yes, ma'am.
You said that at one point when it was questioned, you said this doesn't have anything to do with Mexicans. If this was...
I just don't like
white,
Mexicans.
If this was for white people that were doing a better job, and surely there's other people out there who do better and worse jobs than what your workers
wait
do.
Wait a second, wait
four
a second.
White
Mr. Henry,
out there
wait a
doing
second.
A better
Mr.
job,
Henry,
would you be suing...
You need to say something good about me, Mr. Henry.
Okay, you're doing a great job as a guest, okay?
Thank you. I've been doing a good job?
Yes. Answer the lady's question.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear it.
She's asking about... Never mind, ma'am. We'll recap, all right? Thank you for your call. 1-800-449-8686. She's asking about Mexican workers. If it's not about race, why do you keep singling them out?
Because they're standing around wearing their shirts and hats. They take a two-hour lunch break. They do a great job, and they don't even sweat. That's enough to make a white man feel like a piece of crap. Just like you make me feel when you tell these callers that they're really good and I stink.
I didn't say you stink.
Well, you almost said it.
You're a good guest.
And you really mean that?
Yes, you're a good guest. I swear to God, I've had a lot of guests on my show. You're a good one.
Thank you very much, because
you're a good guest. You're making, you know, it's an interesting hour.
Am I as good a guest as these people are callers? Or like...
Yes, they're good callers, and you're a good guest. Okay?
Yes, sir.
Now I'm going to take another call. It might be good, but you're a good guest.
Okay, that's all I wanted to know, if I'm being good or not.
Schenectady on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
I have a question. No, actually, Mr. Pizzell, I've solved all your problems. I've solved them all listening to the show.
Yes, ma'am.
Listening to such a good guest.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay.
I know you're being sarcastic. That's okay.
No. Hear me out. Hear me out, Mr. Pizzell. The Mexican workers are doing double the work for the same pay, correct?
No, they're getting done in about 2 hours less time.
Less time?
I wouldn't call that double, but they're getting done in about
Well, let's say they get done in about a quarter of the less time than it takes the white guys.
All right, that's fair.
Okay. So, Mr. Bizet, if you can all the white workers, you have the Mexicans
doing... I'm not going to call the white workers. They've been with me for 5 years, a lot of them.
You want to take your wife to Tahiti? Get rid of the white workers.
You don't hire Mexicans when
you'll
you can. White guys, that's
money.
That whole affirmative action deal.
You'll save a bundle
deal.
Of money. You won't be paying these lazy slobs.
They're not lazy slobs. They're
you
good
just
workers.
Get the Mexicans
they
to do the good
to
job.
See, now you're making them feel bad.
They won't even sweat on your
Hold
cement.
On Mary... get Tommy Brodine for me.
Hey, Mr. Bozell, hold on for a minute.
Yes, sir.
What are you doing?
I got to call Tommy Brodine and tell him not to listen because this lady just insulted him.
I'll tell him. Mr. Brodine, shut off your radio. How's that?
He's not going to do it because
you
said so.
Now I
want to
know why you
He's
won't
not
can
do it
the white
some,
workers.
Some Schenectady person says to.
Can the white workers
Tommy, turn the radio
a bundle
off.
Of money,
Steve Bozell.
Take
you
your
recognize
wife to
my voice.
And live happily ever
she's
going to
make you
why
feel bad.
You
if,
do
you
that?
If you keep listening, she'll make you feel bad.
The woman's making a good point.
There you go again, complimenting somebody else.
Oh, man. Come on.
You just said that I was a good...
You are a
Mr.
good guest.
Bizzell,
she's a good caller.
What?
I'm just trying to help you. I feel very bad.
The woman's
so
making a good point, but you're a really good...
situation.
Okay, thank you very much.
Oh, there you go. He hung up. That's great.
I'm sorry.
Fine. Okay, so he hung up because I complimented the woman. Unbelievable. I'm not supposed to compliment anybody except for little Stevie Pooh. I don't even know who this guy is, for crying out loud. He's some guest. Schaefer, would you do me a favor and give me a kind of a scouting report on the mentality, the emotional state of some of these guests before they come on the air so that I can have at least some... This guy's balling because all of a sudden that lady made a really good point. What, is he back? Okay, Mr. Bozell, you have to understand that...
I'm just going to say, you said you wouldn't compliment people, and then this connected to New York, you complimented her, and that...
It didn't mean that I couldn't compliment her. You're a good guest.
Yeah, but I'm not as good as a caller, so now I'm calling in.
So now you're calling in?
Now, technically, I'm a caller. Am I good now?
Well, let me get another guest. Tell you what, let's have this Miami guy be a guest. Yeah. Miami, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, good afternoon, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
I want to comment...
You're the guest now, and I'm the caller.
I wanted to comment on the gentleman there. He's mad because he his opinion, the Mexican owner is using affirmative action.
Yeah, I want to call in now.
Which he's totally against, too, right?
What?
You're totally against affirmative action, correct?
Well, yeah, that's where you hire a guy just because he's a Mexican,
okay.
And you put a white guy
out of
work.
It seems to me that the Mexicans weren't hired because they were Mexicans. They were hired because they're good workers, and they're earning their pay based on the merit of their work, which is the reason why opponents to affirmative action want to get rid of it. They say if you want to get ahead in America, do it on the merit of your work, and they're doing it on the merit of their work. They're faster than you guys. They take longer breaks, and they still finish 2 hours sooner.
Okay, let me ask you this much. They take 2 hours less time. They take longer breaks, and they don't eat as much, and that really POs me, because I got to hire in food for my guys, and the Mexicans eat beans and rice, which don't cost near as much money, and I just want to ask a question right now.
Yeah.
Am I a good caller, too?
Yeah, you're a good caller.
Now that I know that I'm a good caller, I wish I wouldn't have swallowed all those tranquilizers. God damn it.
What did you do?
I swallowed a handful of tranquilizers.
This guy got problems.
This guy's... Are you attempting to kill yourself?
I took some Percodan and I took up a... God damn it.
Well, call an ambulance.
Yeah, but call some paramedics.
I got to get off the phone, I guess.
Are you in the office right now? Yeah.
Mary, call an ambulance, will you? I tried to kill myself.
Oh, my God.
All right, hold a lot. Thank you very much for your call.
All right.
You better get on the thing. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. I wanted to talk to you a little bit now, but hold on for a minute. Hello, Phil Hendry Show.
Didn't you say that I was the very best caller?
Shut up. Now, you see what I mean? Those of you who were listening yesterday, do you see what I mean? All right, 1-800-449-8686. Oh, by the way, before I mention Craig Taylor, our engineer's religious career, I wanted to point out in this month's Lillian Vernon catalog, you can pick up a personalized, free, and exclusive Improved Pets Table Manners table. Solid wood table, handcrafted, well-turned leg support, hand-painted, looks like a kind of a tablecloth that looks like it's set with real tablecloth, napkin, and flatware. It's a dog dish, man, that's painted to look like a table with forks and knives on it. It's not even on the floor. It's like elevated. What dog knows how to eat off of something that's higher than the floor? Other than, you know, your hand. Oh, I see. Look at this. It's shaped just like a man's... No, I'm just kidding. So anyway, it has... it's a table... Well, forget it. It's weird. Great Danes and tall dogs need elevated dishes, I'm told by my producer. This thing is painted like a table in Little Italy. It looks like something on Mulberry Street. The dog's sitting there, he's having himself some kibble out of something that looks like, you know, all you got to do is put a little, maybe a candle there and a cup of, you know, a cup of Cubano coffee.
It's good to see you. What do you, to what do I owe this pleasure?
So anyway, Taylor's going to be a member of the Universal Life Church, or at least he's already become one. And in so becoming a minister of the Universal Life Church, which, as you know, all you got to do is send him $12.50 and you're a minister, right? It's free to be a minister. How do they make their money? Well, one of the ways that the Universal Life Church makes its money is if you get 10 new people to join the Universal Life Church, you are granted sainthood. And that's $12.50 a person or something like that, right? Actually, sainthood you can become a saint for $12.50. It'll cost you $12.50. Now, you can buy a title. Once you become a Universal Life minister, you have to buy a title. Now, I know Bill Handel is one. Do you know what his title is? I don't know. When he married Maria and I back at the Queen Mary in the summer of 97, he was wearing like a Carmelite monk's robe. He had on like this full frock. And Handel's Jewish. It was a beautiful moment. You know, there he was with his bald head. He had a monk robe on. So for $12.50, you can buy a title. And Taylor is looking up for... These are the titles that you can buy for $12.50. You can be a bishop... A Monsignor, are you aware of what the Universal Life Church is? You can just become a minister. All you got to do is send in your... It's free? You just send in your name and your address, and they grant you a license to perform weddings, funerals, and it is legally recognized. State of California, at least, recognizes people who've sent away for their Universal Life Church ministership. They can do weddings, the whole thing. So Taylor can now perform a wedding, and he's going to marry Melissa Morgan and her guy, Mark, for... What are you charging, about $1,000? That's great. Bishop, Monsignor, Cardinal. Here's one you ought to buy, Craig. Llama. That'll cost you $12.50 to be a llama. You can buy any one of these. It's $12.50 a piece, right? Do they send it to you on a certificate? They send it to you on a certificate so that it'll say Llama Craig Taylor. Right Reverend, I always like that Right Reverend, the Right Reverend Craig Taylor, Deacon, Guru, Archpriest, Spiritual Counselor, Colonel, Sister, Archbishop, Field Missionary. How about that? Here's the one that he is going to buy. He's pretty sure. He's like almost 99% sure. Friar. You know, the only one that I don't see in here is Padre. That's the one you want to get. Padre Craig. You can become an abbot, a reverend mother, an archdeacon, a Brahmin, a Bible historian, a rabbi. That's just for the kicks, man. Why don't you become a rabbi? Rabbi Taylor. And, you know, you got your certificate. And when people ask who married you, you say Rabbi Craig Taylor of the Universal Life Church. Dervish? You ever heard of a whirling dervish? Those were, it's a Sufi religion from Persia. And the pre-Muslim, the Persian culture, some portions of it at least, believed in this Sufi religion. And their priests were dervishes. Now, have you ever heard the term whirling dervish? Never heard the term whirling? These dervishes would twirl on their backs. They would whirl around. So they became whirling dervishes. You ever seen breakdancing from the early 80s? Those kids that spin on their back? That's a whirling dervish. Patriarch, healing minister, pastor, general, elder, evangelist, metropolitan, thanatologist, free thinker, mystical philosopher, aesthetic, Gnostic, universal rabbi, Hodge, flying missionary, abbess, preceptor, soul therapist, high priest, scribe, priest, revelator, a revelator, missionary, healer, chaplain, reverend father, prophet, a high priestess, iman. That's the one you had, that iman thing. That's heavyweight. That's what Khomeini was back in Iran. He was the iman. The only problem is if you become one of that, somebody's going to want to put a cap in your head. You're making fun of Muslim. You make fun of Islam. You make fun of prophet. Laugh now. You know, and then they apply the coup de grace. Ain't good. Okay, then there's Abbey, Curie, Most Reverend, Mother Superior, Christian Apostolic Scribe, Lace. Anyway, send away, guys, and you could be any one of these things. You can also send away for the New Life brochure for $1.95. It's called A New Life, Do You Want It? Universal Life in the 21st Century, $10, tells you all about Reverend Hensley and the ULC, Master Degree in Religion. A Master's Degree in Religion, they will sell it to you for $55. They'll sell you a Master's Degree. Do you want a Master's Degree in Religion? $55, they'll send it to you. Universal Book, $10. If you don't have this book, you don't have anything. Minister's Directory on the ULC website. Will this give you the names of all of the guys that are ministers in the ULC? It's just some bull crap they sell you for $50. Okay. And then the buffer zone is available again. You must have it for $15 plus $3 postage. It's distributed as a scrapbook use only. The buffer zone. I don't know what that is. But anyway, it's called Ministry in a Box. Send away from it from the Universal Life Church. Thank you, Friar Craig, for the information. And I'm joining. It's the Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686.